America Weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
And I'm Christina Staffo.
Our next guest will simply make you hungry. She is the founder of Greekalicious, a very exciting way to experience Greek food and the preparation of Greek food. She is an award-winning author, health coach, teacher, and chef. It is a pleasure to say hello to Maria Benardis. Maria, welcome to the show.
Well, hello. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Your story begins in Australia. Greekalicious was Sydney's first exclusively Greek cooking school. And I love the quote I saw on your website that says, Greekalicious is all about food cooked with the senses, love, and harmony. Tell us about the concept, the idea behind it, and how it enhances the personality and presentation of Greek food.
Oh, absolutely. Well, basically, Greekalicious is formed on the ancient wisdoms and philosophies of cooking and gastronomy, which everybody would know has its origins in ancient Greece. So I thought it was very important for me to go back in time and to bring back those principles, which are basically based on good energy, cooking with love, love being the most important ingredient, and simplicity. Everything was so simple in ancient times. And also studying their diet and bringing back a lot of those ancient recipes. Like, for example, Hippocrates had a healing carrot soup, which I've got sort of in my forthcoming book, Cooking and Eating Wisdom for Better Health. So what Greekalicious does is we use all those ancient Greek philosophies, all the healing benefits that, we study all the ancient benefits of certain ingredients, and then we combine all this wisdom and ingredients and produce dishes that are not only visually, spectacular, but also delicious, but also have an end benefit to our spirit, mind, and body.
You grew up in Greece, and you grew up around the local culture and around the women in your family. Talk to me about the influences in your life.
Oh, my God. Well, the women have been the biggest influence. So, for example, my first influence was my grandmother, sort of being raised on a Greek island. And I think the things that she taught me, and of course, living on an island with no electricity, by the way, and no flushing toilets, which was just, would be unbelievable to a lot of people growing up that way and sort of studying with candles and Latin, oil lamps. That's the way I grew up. Was we had to have a connection with the land. That was the foremost thing, respecting the animals that we had because we needed the goats for our goat's milk and cheese. So I learned the fundamentals of how to work with the land and maximize so that it maximizes the produce so that we have that to cook. Mm-hmm. So my grandmother taught me the basics. How do you make bread? How do you make cheese, yogurt? Things that we sometimes take for granted because we can now go to the supermarket basically and buy these things.
Sure.
Then my aunt Stavroula, which is my mother's side of my family because my grandmother was my father's mother, she taught me everything there was to know about good traditional cuisine. Now, what do I mean by that? She was very much a purist. So in my family, it was all about using organic ingredients. You know, as Hippocrates said, let medicine be thy food and food thy medicine. So she practiced that concept. It's got to be organic, without chemicals. And we've got to use good oil, like olive oil. So none of this substitute to vegetable oil, sunflower. We've got to keep the cuisine pure as possible as it was sort of intended so that it heals us. And the wonderful thing I discovered from all these women in my family is that most of my family is living into their late 90s and over 100.
Yeah,
what does that say?
And sure. That is just proof alone mm-hmm. that living off the lands and organic and, having everything so pure is medicine for your body.
Right.
Another thing that was very important is taking a spiritual, peaceful approach to cooking and eating. So in addition to having good health of the mind, and I think when you have good health of the mind, which is something, that I empower people with at my workshops, cooking classes and what have you, and good food, I think that was the secret for my family for leading, having this long life. It's not just about good food. You've got to have also peace and love and harmony in your life. And that's why the whole, line that we said at the beginning of the show where I say cook with harmony and love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the secret. It's having harmony in our mind, body, and soul. And that is what we eat and what thoughts we put into our mind.
It is important because it does create the perfect balance. Now, with your career, you had a very important thing happen to you. You worked at a place called XO, owned by Neil Perry, one of Australia's most influential celebrity chefs. It changed your life. How?
Well, it changed my life in terms of, I think it was that point in time that I realized that I didn't want to stay behind the scenes in the kitchen, mm-hmm. although I really enjoyed that. And I think an awakening happened in terms of changing my direction, that really what I wanted to do was teach. Because another thing that I witnessed working behind the scenes in restaurants is I started to notice some of the unhealthy ingredients that they were using, but yet they were charging premium prices. So I started to question, for example, why are we using vegetable oil, you know, to fry these items? Why aren't we using good oils such as, you know, extra virgin olive oil? So to me, working behind the scenes made me realize that really we have a real fundamental problem in our food system, and it's not just people in their homes not having the knowledge to make informed decisions about their health, but also the chefs who we rely on and go out there and have dinner. They themselves don't have the knowledge to put together meals that are healing and nutritional to people. So it doesn't matter what price you pay, it doesn't mean it's necessarily healthy what you're going out there and eating.
You know, that's a really good point, because people eat because they simply have to, three times a day, and we become regulated to the point where, okay, I'm hungry, I will eat. Most people don't consider what they're putting into their bodies.
No.
The idea about eating is to provide proper energy and nutrition. It's almost as if all we're worried about is providing energy for our body and not nutrition. And if we're not eating the right things, we cause ourselves so many other problems down the line. How big of a problem is it, Maria, where people simply don't eat properly because, like you said, they simply don't know what a good meal really is?
Well, that's exactly the point. That's exactly the point. And something, you know, a chapter that I cover in my forthcoming book is all about eating with peace, calm, and harmony. So I equip people with some really, really simple rules mm-hmm. of some of the things they should be putting in their body and some of the things they should be putting less of. So I'm not trying to say to everybody, don't have your occasional treat of a burger or fries or ice cream. But what I'm trying to say, it's a balancing act. So let's try and put a lot of high vibrational food into our body and make sure that that outweighs the low vibrational. Now, what do I mean by that? Let's have a larger intake of fresh fruit and vegetables, good oils like coconut oil, olive oil, you know, herbal teas, and let's minimize, fruits and nuts. I can go on. I've got a blog on my Greek Delicious website if people can go where I cover this and they can download it. And then the low vibrational food is like, well, in moderation, let's eat meat moderately, seafood, coffee, alcohol, white sugars, white flours. These things do not add any positive energy or goodness into our body, although a lot of people like to say we need our meat for protein. One thing I discovered when I studied my ancient ancestors is the majority that lived to over 100, including most of the philosophers mm-hmm. and astronomers and doctors, they're all vegetarian.
Really?
And they used to preach, especially Pythagoras, who was not only a mathematician but the first religious leader and vegan in the world, he preached that the reason why most people had pain in their life is because of the food that they ate. So if you're going to continually eat lots of pain, such as in the form of, you know, meat, chicken, and so on, well, you're introducing it.
Mm-hmm.
So minimize it. So that was sort of the energy kind of speak of that time.
Your body does respond better when you're eating more of a vegetarian-based diet, low dairy, low red meat. I mean, I've done it. I did a cleanse once, and all my stomach issues just magically disappeared. It was an amazing thing. Now, let me just ask you, out of everything Greekalicious started as a cooking school, you're teaching people how to make all these organic meals and, you know, healthy, delicious. What is your favorite Greek recipe, and what's your favorite food other than the Greek traditional dish?
Right. Well, outside of the Greek traditional dish, I have to tell you, I'm a real big fan of Mexican food.
Oh, me too.
Ooh, me too.
I love Mexican food.
Birds of a feather.
Clean and fresh, you know,
that's
minimal cooking.
Simple.
And this is what I encourage people to do. Simple, and if we can have as much raw as we can in terms of fruit and veggies, the better the nutrition goes into our body. That's what I love about Mexican food, because I don't like too much overcooking. In terms of Greek food, oh my goodness me, I have so many dishes. But one of my little favorites at the moment is I'm doing all these combinations of different dolmades based on ancient recipes. So I'm doing them with kale and collards, and I'm doing raw dolmades and cooked dolmades. And
so tasty.
And so that's my latest little favorite, I have to say, especially for summer at the moment.
Yeah, it's very fresh.
Rolling.
Very light and fresh.
Once again, you can learn more about Maria and Greekalicious on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, at her website, www.greekalicious.nyc. Maria Bernardis, continued success, and thank you so much for joining us here on America Weekend.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, and have a great day, everybody.
Thank you.
You too. Stay with us. I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Christina Stoffo.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He's one of just three players to have 15-plus points, rebounds, and assists in a single playoff game. He led the NBA in 1987 with 16 triple-doubles, more than Magic and Bird combined. So where is Lafayette Fat Lever now? Fat worked with a couple of the NBA's charitable foundations after retiring. He's now in his sixth year as a director of player development for the Sacramento Kings, helping rookies transition from the college ranks to the NBA. Fat also works on TV broadcasts for the Kings, and in 2012, his number was retired by his alma mater, Arizona State University.
Having the number retired as a player goes through your mind, but it never sinks in until it actually happens.
That must have been one big fat celebration. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Looking to pack added protection for long runs on the open road? One South American country's economy is on the skids. For sharp buyers, this means fire sale. Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. The largest country in South America is having a fire sale due to corruption and the strong U.S. dollar. Firearms made in Brazil are dirt cheap. Black Friday, 380 automatic pistol, $99. Yeah, 99 for a 380. May not be the best quality, but for $99. ABM owns a cheap Taurus 44 mag, and it's okay. Bikers who need inexpensive haul-long protection and are willing to do the research can find decent quality firearms for mouse bucks. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.